The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It is so absolutely juicy to be connecting with all of you and has been for 10 years. Wow. Yippee skippy. We get to go. We get to celebrate 10 years, both on Voice America here, as well as KKNW and our Seattle affiliates, all of them, by the way, starting in January. So next year is going to be one of the most amazing years. We're partnering with people all over the globe, over 6,000 guests that I've been able to have conversations with over that period of time, to present you guys with one of the largest Pay It Forward campaigns, donations from people to provide either downloads or books or other things to launch our Call to Connection Pay It Forward Angel campaign again. And so for all of you out there, it doesn't matter if Mercury's in retrograde, if your sun is conjuncting some planet, or, you know, if you're born under the sign of Scorpio, as one of my friends says, she is cursed with that. I think it's a blessing because I understand Scorpios have some great sex. But my guest today might be able to talk about that. We have a great show for you guys today. Your brain on love. Your brain on love. Well, we're going to talk about a lot more than that. But, you know, joining me here today, I love that. I love that book. Dr. Stan Tatkin is joining me here today. And guess what? Here's the deal. I love when I get to look at my guests and see what kind of journey they have been on, what they've been able to create in their life, how juicy everything, you know, gets when you step into your divine right calling, your passion, your purpose. What happens? Do the doors open up, or do you think you're going to still stay in the sludge and the grudge of our limitations? Well, today we get to chat about your brain on love. We get to chat about wired for love. We may even get to chat about a whole bunch of other things. What happens in a world where the prediction, and this is a prediction, Dr. Stan, that I heard. This is a little tidbit. Somebody did some study, that said the economy is on the rise, and fasten your seatbelts. So are divorces. I want to just say to everybody, Dr. Stan Tatkin joining me here today, a clinician, researcher, teacher, developer of the psychological approach to couple therapy. And I want to say he's much more than that. You know, there are many of us that have sat and developed and researched and done a lot of things, but it takes an extraordinary boost of passion, purpose, and perseverance to then take that out into the world and make a commitment, a dedication to helping others, especially in the area of relationship work. That's really why I'm so excited to talk to Dr. Tatkin today. Beyond all of that, he has an amazing practice. He teaches a fabulous wife, daughter, and he's the man. That's it. I don't know what else to say. Dr. Stan, what do you think about that little statistic about divorce? What a great way to start this show, huh? Especially if we're going to talk about you.
I'm also a Scorpio, so we should add to that. I'm one of those Scorpios.
Okay, I got to ask you then. This is what my friends tell me, my astrologer friends say, that there are many things that Scorpio people are, but they are great lovers. All right, you have to talk to that.
Yeah, I think if someone says that Scorpios are great lovers, they have to speak to the other signs. Because if a Scorpio said she or he was a great lover, then a Scorpio would also be maybe very boastful. So very good. I can't say anything about that.
Okay, I love that. Sorry to put you on the spot with that.
That's okay.
My friends tease me about that because I'm a Sagittarius.
My father was one of those.
But I love this conversation. I just absolutely am glad you're joining me here today. You know, it's disturbing to start to see some of the information now come out. The economy is moving, right? You know, things are moving, as people would say, up until this last, my friend calls it, this last bit of government indigestion, he calls it.
Right.
But the economy and things are moving. People seem a bit happier. And, you know, what he was saying was, you know, he read a study that, oh my gosh, people are just ready to separate. And it saddens me a bit. What do you make of that? Do you think any of that is true? Or
I go through a lot of studies. I look at a lot of studies. I haven't seen that one. Mm-hmm. I haven't. So I can't speak to the truth of it.
Okay.
I do know that that there are a lot of studies out there about marriage and divorce in the Western Hemisphere, and some create a bleak picture. Others create actually quite a much rosier picture today. I'm of the mind that I think the picture is actually rosier.
Me too.
That there are less divorces and more people getting married. And of course, things are the economy affects this. Disasters, wars affect this. So many things affect marriage and divorce, and also birth rate as well. Mm. So right now, I think things seem to be fairly steady, as I understand it.
Well, you know, I want to talk. There's so many things for you and I to chat about. I love talking about love, and in the 6,000 interviews that I've done, I just want to say that, you know, I've talked to a lot of people about relationships, but very few people, you know, that are really writing and speaking to love and what, you know, what does it mean to experience this in our lifetime? Well, and I wanted to start out with you a little backstory about you and your life and your journey. You know, a lot of times I think what happens, I'm starting to see it myself right now, you know, people believe all of a sudden we popped out, here we are doing what we're doing. But I don't know about you. I've had to make some pivotal decisions along the way. And by some great luck and intuition, here I get to talk with you. What was your journey like to get from who you were, a boy having a great time on Halloween, to a man now that's internationally known, travels the world, and teaches people about love?
You know, actually, I think about this a lot because I mentor people who are younger than I, and I realize how much a journey it really is, and how little we know as we go forward about where we'll be. And I would never have guessed that I would be here today, where I am. I started off as the youngest of three children in music. I was a musician, a professional musician, from when I was very, very young till around 29 years old. And that's what I did. I was a drummer, and that's how I thought of myself. When I left music, I wandered a bit. I did not know what I wanted to do and who I was going to be. I lucked into crossing over from music to psychology because I had a musician friend I played with who was also a psychologist, and he introduced me to a man named Hal Stone. Your audience members may know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
He and Sidra Stone developed a voice dialogue, but that was many years ago. I went to school, back to school, and really didn't look back, and through a variety of really fortunate opportunities, was able to do a great many things in that early period, including work with John Bradshaw at the beginning for the John Bradshaw Center for a number of years. I directed an outpatient drug and alcohol program. I got myself very much immersed in object relations theory with James Masterson out of New York, and specialized in working with personality disorders. And then I started becoming a university professor and became really fascinated with early development, infant development, and how we got to where we get to. And then I started to affiliate with people like Alan Shore, who is a brilliant thinker in the area of attachment and neuroscience, and got into the brain, into the arousal system, and started putting all of that together. The infant development with arousal regulation, and mother-infant pairs attachment. Mm-hmm. Then I went through a divorce, which was quite devastating for me. And while I was working and grieving that loss, I started obsessing on how this happened, how the divorce could have happened, and applying everything I knew about infant development to adult romantic pair bonding. And and then I started developing the approach that I now have continued to hone and sharpen, called a PACT, or a psychobiological approach to couple therapy. And that's how I am where I am. Now, my current wife, someone who we knew each other since we were 11 years old, really gets a lot of credit for this, because through her, I think I learned to have what I call a secure functioning relationship. Mm-hmm. So a lot of credit goes to my wife.
How beautiful is that? You know, I love having conversations so that, you know, there are many, many points of what you said that is so important for our listeners. I mean, you know, there have been decisions that, you know, both of us have had to make in our lives to get us to the place that we've wanted to go. What is it about the decisions you've made? And let's talk about this when we come back from break. You know, what was it that drew you in so wonderfully to looking at love? You know, what was it about this that really resonated with you? And by the way, I mean, you know, in order to be able to articulate the teachings that you do, this, in my opinion, this has to be so personally and passionately related, and because your work is beautiful and powerful. So I want to talk about love and, you know, why this is so important to you in the world right now. We're going to take a short break. You all are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Your Brain on Love. Dr. Stan Tatkin joining me here today. The neurobiology of healthy relationships. Key words in there. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that. What does neurobiology mean? Probably should talk about healthy relationships too. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word. to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Your Brain on Love, the Neurobiology of Healthy Relationships. Joining me here today is, as I've said before, international speaker, author, teacher, Dr. Stan Tetkin. And by the way, I mean, you know, this is one of several ways that you could learn about love through his teachings, what he's created. As I said before, for many of you tuning into the show, you also get to know about him from his work. We'll make sure we give you websites, how to get copies of his books, his DVDs, his teachings. He travels the country. For those of you that are in Seattle area with me, you're going to see he's got an upcoming schedule here. Also, other places that he travels and takes this powerful, powerful body of work. Dr. Tetkin, thank you for joining me here today. Before the break, what I said was, you know, this is the journey where you have said yes to talking about love. You know, yeah. I've said yes to being on the radio or later years in my life and continuing to do this. I would love to hear your perspective, attraction. You know, what is it about love that absolutely, talking about it, understanding it, helping others, what is it about this that absolutely fuels the fire, you know, the purpose and your passion?
I think we are, as human beings, are wired for love, and not to be corny about that, but we truly are. We're dyadic, that means twosome creatures, that are made to connect to others, and particularly to one other, but lots of others too as well. I think the most unhappy people and the people that we worry about currently in the world are the people who are not connected, who are lone wolves, who are sort of in their own foxhole by themselves, and they don't, they're not tethered to anybody, whether it's one other person or a dozen people. And those are the people who are, we know, are more vulnerable to getting sick, mentally, physically, dying earlier, and also very bad citizens in a lot of ways. And so there's a movement afoot, one of which I'm involved in. There are other people involved in this movement called Relationships First, which you'll be hearing a lot about in the next few months. And it involves myself and a lot of other love experts or couple experts, Harville Hendricks, John Gottman, Sue Johnson, a lot of people in the field, Dan Siegel, who are thinking and talking about the same thing, that this issue of connection and love is a health issue and a societal issue. And it's a very, very important, not only on a personal level, of course, because the older I get, the more I feel I love people and I enjoy that feeling. But also, just as a citizen and as a scientist, I'm concerned about this. We do have a culture that seems to be busier and more preoccupied with other things other than contact and connection, especially in the very, very early years of infancy. And a lot of us are wondering whether we're seeing the chickens come home to roost today when we hear a lot about school shootings and violence, kid-on-kid violence, and so on. So there's a lot at stake here with this issue of love. Not only is it a personally important thing to me, but I think also it's of gaining importance to us as a society as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that, because I think many of us are really struck by world events and things that are happening in the world. I think many of us were really struck by more recently Malala Yousafzai from Pakistan, and her speaking out, in consideration for the Nobel Peace Prize, and still people are still debating that. But the people that won were the people that had this organization about guns and gun tracking. So it's interesting, right? On the one hand, you have a woman who was shot. On the other hand, you have the Nobel people that won are the people that are tracking guns. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, I'm not sure. I have another word for it. I'm not sure it's fascinating to me, but
tell me.
But I do admire that young woman.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
So this issue of love, I saw my parents in love, which I think was very important. A lot of us don't see our parents in love. And my wife and I have mentor couples that are older than us who we admire, and we see them in love. We see them in love in a particular way that they take good care of each other. They're good stewards of one another. And I should go back to something here that's important, just since we're talking about love, and my thing is couples. There's a biological reason why we pair bond, and it's often not thought of. In the animal world, animals pair bond to protect one another from predators. And this way, I mentioned someone alone in their foxhole, or two people together in separate foxholes and not in one where they're protecting each other. There's a reason why we hook up with someone, and it's not just to procreate, although that's a main drive. Mm-hmm. It's also to protect one another from the environment and to help each other thrive, which is more than just survive. It is providing each other security and safety and energy to do things that that we as individuals ordinarily don't have the energy or courage to do. So on a personal level, in terms of my work, I focus a lot on twosomes or couples, and the importance of that situation being done correctly. Not that everybody needs to be hooked up with somebody or coupled. There are plenty of happy people who are not, but I think there's so many people who do get together and they want to have something that's more than just, the first initial thrill of being on this cocktail of drugs that nature puts us on, that they want a long lasting love that really means something and that has some purpose and is principle based, that protects them through life. And so much of what I see are people who are aimless in this way. They don't really know how this works and what to do and how to navigate these love relationships over the long run.
I wanted to talk with you about the idea of your brain on love. Understanding your brain. I think this is something that is said by you. Understand your brain, improve your relationships, and I wanted to chat with you about that, about what that really looks like for somebody to understand your brain, our brain. I know that this is just an incredible body of work you've done, but if you could capture this a little bit for people about what does understanding your brain mean and how does it improve your relationships?
understanding the brain and the body and also our animal nature in terms of who we really are and how we really operate, I think is essential, because most of us walk around thinking we know what we know, and actually we don't. Our brains are largely automatic, which means that most of the time we don't know what we are doing or why. We don't know why we are saying certain things, especially in the social-emotional world. We act and react extremely quickly according to memory. Very little of us is online in that thinking way, which takes up a lot of resources, online in that thinking way to really make the decisions we think we are making day to day. So understanding our nature, that we are wired for love, but we are also wired very greatly for war and for threat. And it is very, very easy for us to misunderstand one another, to misread one another's faces and gestures, and to match those experiences up with our own history and memory and act too quickly without knowing what it is we're actually dealing with. So understanding our brain is really taking a step back and looking at ourselves in a non-judgmental way, not in a way that pathologizes who we are, but really looks at us in a natural way, that all people want to feel safe, all people want to feel secure, and it is extremely easy for those two states to be disrupted in a close love relationship. People will misunderstand each other, they'll misread each other, they'll feel threatened, and then they'll get off into something quite unpleasant without really knowing why. And unfortunately, we have a part of our brain that does nothing else but make things up. So we're walking around, we're doing things, we have impacts, we don't know why, we feel bad, and we make up why we're feeling bad, and it's usually wrong. So I think understanding the science behind who we are, understanding our histories, understanding how we actually act and react as human beings, as animals, I think really helps people understand love and relationship across the board.
You know, I want to talk with you when we come back about your brain on love, you know, what you've created, this 6-CD set for people, and talk about, you know, what you've discovered, you know, in your research. Yes. What did you discover? What are some of the aha moments you had? I know a bit about research myself, having done some of it. And, you know, I've always been in awe about a finding, A, that I didn't expect, and probably B, that I didn't want to expect.
Right.
And try to stay objective about it. I would love to chat with you when we come back about, you know, what this CD series will do to help people. And then what have you discovered? What are the ahas of today's society, especially given this amazing group of people that are going to be coming together here?
Yes.
About love, about relationships. Let's take a short break. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Your Brain on Love. We're going to give you lots of information about Dr. Stan Tatkin, and when we return, how you can get the CD set. Check out his websites, his upcoming events. Let's take a short break, everyone. We will be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Questions in consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Stan Tatkin joining me here today. Would you mind, before we jump into a little bit more detail about this, and I've got a couple of questions, too, coming in, just let people know the best way to find out about you and about your work and to get copies of your books and so forth.
Well, they can find me at www.stantatkin.com, and my last name is Tatkin, T-A-T-K-I-N. And on there, the front website is going to be actually just now refreshed to make it a little easier to navigate. On there, they can, if they are in the medical field or therapy field, they can download Your Brain on Love and get CEUs for that. Otherwise, Your Brain on Love can be also ordered from SoundsTrue.com or Amazon. And same with Wired for Love, which is also written for the public. And then a wonkier, more technical book, Love and War in Intimate Relationships, which I co-wrote with Marianne Solomon, is available on Amazon and at bookstores everywhere.
Beautiful. Thank you. This is really, for me, this is a really important conversation. You know, it's important given the change in times, the things that, you know, seem to be happening with people. I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, what your ahas have been over time. And, you know, the reason I love that question is because you are a researcher and you're out in the world. So you get to combine what you've, you know, discovered in research with what you discover when you're right in front of people. And sometimes, at least in my experience, what I found in research doesn't necessarily match what people are saying. What have been some of your aha moments, either in the past or in recently? What have you discovered now that may be different from what you thought? Or maybe you don't have anything like that.
There are several things. And all of these I can back with with science, but I'll just, they're kind of folksy. First thing is, I think we should accept the fact that all people are annoying. There is no such thing as someone who is not annoying. So people are irritating, annoying, difficult, and that also leads to another, and that is, there is no such thing really as a low maintenance person. All people are high maintenance up close. And if they're not high maintenance at this moment, they will be a few years down the line. So we are burdens. And when we, when we decide to be with another person, and be mutually dependent, we take each other on as each other's burdens. And that is just a fact. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, that people are very, very difficult. Partners are much harder than children and much harder than pets. And so a lot of people will get together and they'll be able to do things with their children. They'll be able to do things with their friends and their pets. But for some reason, their partners are very hard. And one of the reasons is when we hook up with someone, we become a primary figure in that tiny little orbit that's a two-person system. We become deep family. And suddenly all the experiences that are there from early childhood about what's so good about moving towards someone or getting away from someone all begin to surface, and that's when the fun begins. So we all have a culture from which we come, and that culture is either relationship focused or it's focused on some other things such as the self or appearances or performance or taking care of a parent because a parent is depressed. These are certain cultures that put something else before relationship. Children adapt to these cultures, and they then go forward and do the same thing in their relationships. Unfortunately, the ones from early childhood that are not relationship focused tend to be insecure, tend to be less than secure, and we find that people then go forward wanting things, but not knowing how to be in a truly mutual relationship, not how to formulate something, an ongoing experience that is fair and that is just and that's sensitive. A lot of us come from family systems that were unfair, unjust, and or insensitive. So that has a lot to do with how we move in the world and how we move with a lover. That's predictable. We know how that looks. We know what that person or persons, what they're going to do under certain circumstances, because this, again, is how they adapted to that atmosphere, that environment. This is not a fault thing. This is actually a normal thing. So we have people in the book, we talk about islands and waves, islands being very insecure, people who are on their own, who move away from others, want relationship, but have a hard time shifting from being by themselves to interacting. They have a hard time sharing things. They don't talk very much. They're very internal. They don't like to be approached. And then waves who are very angry, feel very wounded and taken advantage of, and expect that they're going to be dropped and abandoned because they're too much, they're too needy, and so on. Mm-hmm. That's on the other side of the insecure spectrum. And then there are anchors, people who are who feel very secure and never had to compromise their autonomy, their sense of self, in exchange for a secure base or a tether to another person. The, both existed at the same time, and they don't have these problems. So, you know, in our work, we use this idea of where you come from and how you're wired and how that really influences your movements and what you're going to do in any given situation. And that that's helpful. When people understand themselves and they understand their partner and accept each other as they are, they're able to actually work each other better. We call it having your partner's owner's manual. They know how each other works, and they're able to maneuver one another without using fear or threat or guilt, mm-hmm. for that matter. So that's one example. There's many, many,
that's
many
interesting.
More.
Really interesting. Wow. I have a question that comes in. Hi, docs.
What is it?
Hi, docs. That's cute. Okay. This is a great conversation. How do you two explain all the television shows that are about betrayal and scandals? Okay, I don't know. And I know what they're referring to. There's a hit to a couple of shows that have come out last year and this year. One of them is called Scandal, and actually the other one is called Betrayal. And there's a follow up to this, and all of the hit shows on vampires. Oh, there's going to be a follow up question to this, I know. But let's start with Betrayal and Scandal, if we could.
I think Betrayal and Scandal as being luscious for cultures to read and look at, mm-hmm. and plays about such things, Shakespearean plays. That's been around forever and ever. Mm-hmm. The idea of disloyalty, of doing things on the sly, of doing things that are socially dangerous. Mm-hmm. That, I think, has been entertainment forever, with our fascination about that. Because I think all of us have had the experience of being betrayed, of being, scandalized, of doing something that others would disapprove of. So I think this is just something that's always been there, always will be there. Not much more to say about it, I think.
Right. Yeah, except for the fact, and this is really kind of part two of the question here, except for the fact that, it seems to be sensationalized now in our pop culture. I mean, part of what I think we're seeing are reality shows about love, divorce, getting behind the scenes of the Kardashians, you name it. It seems to be, as a friend said to me, I don't watch them all, but there are a few I do, and it just fulfills a gap that I see in my life. And I guess that leads kind of to the question of what are we in search for here when we're looking at our brain on love? What are we in search for? What do we want? What's the end game?
I think we're always wanting to know who we are, and mm-hmm. This is the voyeur in us that wants to look through the window of our neighbors to see what their life mm-hmm. is like, that mm-hmm. wants to look at, Honey Boo Boo, that wants to see the Kardashians, that wants to see what is life like that's not me, mm-hmm. what could my life be like. I wonder if we were in a village, a tribal area, and living that way, whether we would be so interested in this. It might be partly that we are sort of estranged from mm-hmm. one another, and that we're living a lot of different lives. And some of these lives we look at, we idealize, we think, oh my gosh, someone's living better than us. Or we think, thank God, I'm not that person. Geez, so again, it seems to be a timeless thing. This intrigue, this curiosity, this peeping into other people's lives, and wanting to know how are they like us? How are they like me? Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think? Don't you think that?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I think this is a two-part question, and I'm going to give a short answer here before we go to break about the vampire question. First of all, let me just say thank you for sending in that question, Josie. Here's what I want to say. Most of what you're going to see in terms of I call it the resurrection of the vampire movement. It's a far cry from the books that Anne Rice used to write. So let's just start there. And it was geared at a younger population. So what you start to see with these books is geared to a younger population to really look at love and many, many levels. Are these books and are these television shows really about vampirism? I think not. They're really about relationships in the form of, you know, some non-human entity. And I don't know, when we come back, Dr. Tackin, we could talk about that, especially in view of what you refer to as a no-fault view of conflict. I think that is so important. And I want to talk with you about how that relates to understand the dynamics of love and trust. So we've got a big next segment coming up. We'll have to save the vampire question. Maybe you can weigh in when we come back with Dr. Stan. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For those of you out there, you know, find out more about us. Go to the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And by the way, we're going to be changing up all those websites. We're going to be launching Call to Shine, as well as the God Map and a bunch of other things. So it's really kind of cool in celebrating 10 years. For Dr. Stan, you can go to his website, stantatkin.com. Lots of information, especially about, you know, those continuing ed credits and so forth. I think that's great. It's brilliant. Dr. Tackin, thank you again for joining me here today. I did want to save this last segment, albeit a shorter segment, about what you call about the no-fault view of conflict and the relationship to that, to what you talk about love and trust, the dynamics behind that. I think these are very, very powerful, love and trust in intimate relationships, very, very powerful, hot points. And I would like to know your view of how no-fault view of conflict relates to building trust.
Well, what I mean by no-fault, from where I sit and the people that I train, understanding people psychobiologically, that is to understand the brain and the body working very quickly, very automatically, to do what it does best, and that is to keep people alive and safe. From that standpoint, we see people who are battling it out, and we know they're doing the best they can. We know they're not trying to be evil, that that in many times these are two nervous systems that are responding very, very quickly to one another and almost beyond their control without a third party helping them. So yes, there are people who do bad things, and there are people who could be said that they're at fault for a relationship not working out. But generally speaking, we see two people trying their best to protect themselves and at the same time hold on to the relationship. And from the outside, to someone who's not accustomed to working this way, might see one person as being the fault, person at fault, the person who's causing the trouble. And in point of fact, it is hardly ever that way, that people are more alike when they get together in love relationships than they're not alike. We always pair bond with someone with whom we find familiar, not stranger. So we always pick people that that we recognize. So people are more alike than not alike, and often what happens is that they do not know how to handle each other. They do not know how to repair mistakes or errors in communication. Communication being way beyond talk, but what the face does, what the voice does, what the head does, cocking the head, and so on. All these mean something to that automatic brain that's reacting very, very fast and is recognizing something dangerous. So no fault here is referring to people not knowing what they're doing and not understanding what is happening, because in real time, our brains move too fast. We move too fast, and we cannot see the mistakes that we're making. These are small mistakes that are being repeated over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And most people come into therapy around things like money, time, mess, sex, or kids. That's the thing that people mostly argue about. But working in the way that we work, that's not what's bothering them. What's bothering them are these fine, misattuned moments that repeat, that make each person feel threatened and make each person feel that they're not entirely safe in the relationship. And the couple doesn't know it, but an observer who's trained can see it as it is and knows that this is a natural problem. It's not a not necessarily a psychological problem where one person is at fault. So that's what I mean by no fault. These are two nervous systems acting quickly in a sub-psychological way, doing what they must do according to what has been experienced in life. We're only as good as what we know, and what we know is what we have experienced, and that's it. There's nothing more fancy than that.
Yeah, I love this idea, because I also think that there's a part of this which just hit me. It's really admitting, now this is really something that's helped me along the way, admitting that I don't even know what I don't know.
Yeah, right.
And that's an interesting place to live your life. And there are many reasons, you know, and ways that I've gotten there. But if you can admit that you don't know what you don't know, then you get to live in the question. How important is that?
And for some people in love relationships, that's a very hard thing to do, because the idea of not knowing can feel very, very dangerous. Especially if they feel or believe their partner will jump on them. So things are rarely what they seem, and never so much as in love relationships are they not what they seem. And it's because of this, because of some of the things I've talked about, the way the brain operates, the way we deal with life as a system of memory from our past. There's a whole lot to this whole psychobiology thing that I think your Brain on Love, which I'm very proud of, the audiobook, which was done 4 days in the studio, just riffing off of an outline, I think really does articulate well for the average reader or average listener, as does Wired for Love. But a lot of this material is quite dense on one end, on the science end, but it's really very, I think, very easy to understand, and it makes sense to people.
And you know, this is really, for me, it's really wonderful to see the kind of work that you've done and really bring the conversation to a level of understanding. I think it is so important, and we've seen this time and time again, what happens when people have a level of understanding rather than just do it because somebody tells you to do it. So your approach is really brilliant. People do want to understand, and then we are at choice, right? Understanding and free will. Our famous cousins, right? Last question. I'd love, first of all, let me thank you for joining me here today for a great show.
And congratulations on your 10 years.
Yes, thank you. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
I think that love, well, first of all, okay, this is one I think I really want out there. If you are entertaining being in a relationship, if you are starting a relationship, if you are just in a relationship, this is the time to get some coaching, some help from somebody who's really good, rather than wait 30 years, rather than wait 20 years. And the reason for that is because as we go on in our relationships and as we begin to feel more and more threatened, these things keep repeating without repair, without correction, it begins to get into the biology and it's much harder to deal with. So start early. I think the idea of learning, if you haven't seen a lovely relationship, if your partner hasn't seen a lovely relationship, if you don't have models out there, if you don't know how to fix mistakes, how to relieve distress in each other, go seek help, get some coaching early, and save yourself a lot of grief.
Oh, I love it. All right, everyone. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.